cooler temperatures are finally arriving. We've spent most of the summer with the windows rolled up as we drive past meadows this summer. Joe Neal, though, provides a soundtrack of what we weren't hearing as we rolled by in air-conditioned comfort.
A small bird flushes from the roadside. We're slow driving a road through open farmland. It's all hay fields and a scattering of taller trees. Did you see that? Sparrow-sized. But that doesn't help much with identification. But that tail, well, I'm left with an impression that the tip has bold white notches. The bird disappears into the grass. In summer, in western Arkansas, it's probably a lark sparrow's. Some folks know it as the quail bird. The pattern on its head is reddish brown, black, and white, like that of a northern bobwhite or quail. We can see this as it ascends to a high perch for singing. The colorful harlequin pattern blends well into grasslands. It's a headdress well matched to complex melodies of its song. The lark sparrows perch and sing atop a light pole. Then a northern mockingbird drives it away. In the following recording, we hear the last sparrow and the first mockingbird songs. Summer grasslands are filled with interesting sounds. These include cattle in the fields and chickens in long silver barns. Other sparrow-sized birds like dick sissels are frequent open country singers. So are eastern meadowlarks. In the distance, we even sometimes hear old Bob White himself. No matter how sunny or how hot, a frequent singer in such places is indigo bunting. He's well named because perched just above us, singing on a telephone wire, he is bluer than a summer sky. We hear him best of all in the following recording. These songs of open grasslands celebrate sun and heat and life in the open country.
Joe Neal is the co-author of Arkansas Birds, published by the University of Arkansas Press. His latest book is In the Province of Birds, a Western Arkansas memoir.